Let's see if I'm ready. I think so. All right. Three of us in the house. Welcome to Cameos, everybody. Thank you for joining us on a Tuesday night back on our normal schedule. I got you here with Samson and Just Rambling this evening. We're missing a Fu. If you have seen him, please call us. Please comment in the chat where you've seen him last, because we are moderately concerned. We got a full week of news to catch you up on. We're going to do a brief expose on maybe X-Men to date, since we got nothing else to talk about. I don't know.
No, we do. We can't, though, because someone hasn't.
We got
the Messiah.
The Messiah.
We're trying to start some spring beef.
We got it. We have to find a way to get Just Rambling caught up on the Dune hype. He's not hip with Lisan Al Ghaib. And we need
seen the memes.
He's seen the memes. Yeah, let's review the memes. Let's review the memes for Dune 2. Maybe we can hit that in a upcoming episode. But for today, let's just let's keep it rolling with everything that you may have missed in the world of entertainment and media. Samson, what do we have first?
First story is a little video game story. So Take-Two, which is a video game company, they bought Gearbox from Embracer. So yeah. Gearbox owns Borderlands. So there are going to be more Borderlands games coming. And if you don't know, Take-Two like owns what? It's a holding company for a bunch of other gaming companies. 2K is one of them. So they got BioShock, all the 2K brands.
Mm-hmm.
Max Payne, Grand Theft Auto is under Take-Two.
We're getting another
Borderlands.
Yeah, this makes sense. The movie. So this has to do with the movie coming out, and just so you know, Embracer Group, I'm pretty sure owns Take Two. I'm like 99% sure.
No, Embracer Group owns Gearbox.
Hold on.
Yeah, Embracer Group owns Gearbox and they're selling it.
Who owns GTA?
That's Take-Two. Take-Two owns GTA.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. For some reason, I thought Take-Two rolled up into Embracer, but I am...
No, Take-Two rolls up into THQ Nordic. No. Sorry.
THQ Embracer, Nordic is like...
Sorry, no, Embracer owns THQ Nordic, sorry.
Yeah, THQ Nordic is like on the cusp of going bankrupt any other week. Okay, interesting. So, yeah, they're over on the same team as GTA.
GTA, Max Payne. Mafia,
Interessante.
WWE, PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's cool. But yeah. Of course, I'm going to make another game since the movie's coming out.
Yeah.
Apparently, Embracer had like some multi-billion dollar deal with like some Saudi Arabia investment firm that like fell through. And they're selling off all their stuff. So they had just bought Gearbox for like $1 billion not that long ago. Lisan Al Ghaib, yeah. Yeah, they did a bad deal with a sandworm and they're losing a lot of money. But
if they're going to bring back Borderlands, they're going to need to shake up the formula. Because like Borderlands 3 was enjoyable, but it was just that. Like it wasn't, like you could tell it got stale. And then they released Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. And that was fine. Like, it was interesting with the whole D&D angle, but I just, I feel like...
That was the only thing that really had going for it.
Exactly. It was just the same old, just with a different skin.
Yeah, Borderlands basically invented that looter-shooter genre, you know what I mean? Like, where you pick up a gun, and it's got all these stats, and it does this crazy effect, and that was really fun 15 years ago when it first came out. But it is, you're right, it's the same exact formula now. I do think I heard... They have something like 6 games in the pipeline, Gearbox, and at least 2 of those are Borderlands games. One of them is a Tiny Tina's game, And I think there's one IP, one new IP that they were working on. So I do hope they sort of revamp that formula, because yeah, it is getting a little Chicago. Long in the tooth. Yeah. Or do a crossover with Grand Theft Auto, the Grand Theft Auto looter shooter.
Oh, that'd be insane.
With microtransactions.
I put him in Vice City.
Isn't Grand Theft Auto already a looter shooter? Because that's all people do.
No, it's just the shooter.
It's just the shooter part. It's just the second half of that.
Robbing prostitutes. Like, this is all I do. And I don't even. What's the story?
It would be a looter shooter if, like, the prostitutes were dropping, like, a rocket launcher that gave you plus 5 agility and plus 3 dexterity and did 400 toxic damage. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not surprised that it's going back over there. I am worried because Take-Two is greedy AF. Not that Embracer Group is like a saint, but Gearbox developing this next Borderlands game, they are probably very susceptible to getting some microtransactions in that next Borderlands game. It's going to be.
So you said Take-Two, they were did they oversee the most recent Grand Theft Auto 5?
Yeah, they own Rockstar.
Borderlands is about to have shark cards.
Yeah.
That's life. That's all games are these days. Yeah. It is what it is.
That's why Sam just cuts out the middleman and plays freemium, because he knows.
Exactly.
They don't have to hide shit.
But what you do have to do is now hide your unmentionable parts on Twitch. I tried. It didn't work as well as I thought it would work. Now Twitch is changing their content guidelines. So content that focuses on like intimate body parts for a prolonged period of time will not be allowed. This comes after like streamers were putting like, I guess wearing green like spandex or putting on like green paint or something, and then showing their games on like their ass or something dumb.
Yeah, they would like green screen their chest or their ass and then just play the video game, like just put the camera right on that body part and then just play the game on that.
Yes. Then they were just sitting in like clear chairs in like thongs or something.
Oh yeah.
The camera.
Oh yeah. It's literally just like an under butt cam is just like facing up looking at this girl's butt while she's sitting playing a video game.
I feel like Twitch, they know that's where a lot of their bread and butter comes from.
Yeah.
So they keep playing this game of cat and mouse that they don't really want to win. Like every once in a while, like someone pop up, like they'll start a new trend where it's like a woman will show her breasts and they'll come up with some policy. It was like, okay, you're not allowed to show 2 breasts at a time. And then the women will be like, oh, darn. But then they'll show one breast. And then Twitch is like, oh, you got us. And they'll just let that ride for a month.
It's so weird that they are like in this constant tug of war between their viewers and the creators, because like I think the vocal minority are like, I just want to watch some like video games over here. I don't want my entire Twitch like home screen full of like simp streams that are just like dudes going in and paying for bathwater for these Amaranth streamers and shit like that. I get that. As somebody who watched Twitch before this all blew up, I'm like, yeah, this is kind of like not what this platform is, what I want it to be. But then you get the content creators who are pulling in these like massive numbers being like just trolling and trying to get away with this stuff. And it's like, so in that same breath where they said that you're not allowed to focus on intimate body parts for the same amount of time, they released another post that was like, we're thinking about bringing artistic nudity for our art creators, which is what they did with the anime. Yeah, that's what they did, and that's how like VTubers could get away with it. It was like, it's art, right?
And then Twitch became the home for hentai.
Yeah.
Twitch doesn't really want to ban nudity because it knows it brings in a shit ton of money.
Right.
Like, Amaranth is like one of like the most streamed people on the entire platform.
Yep.
So they don't want to risk pushing people like her away, because there's other platforms that do live streaming. I forgot the other one. I think it's like a green logo.
I think there's one called Kick.
Kick. And there's another one.
Off Twitch, they just go straight to Kick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but so, they come back. They go back to Twitch because.
Yeah, but it's like I've heard people like, I think it was iShow Speed landed a big deal elsewhere, and it's like Twitch doesn't want to. Okay, yeah, Twitch doesn't really want to lose those people, so it's like they gotta put down some rules, but not enough where you know all the tits and ass goes away.
Right.
They always roll back these rules as soon as they put them out.
Yeah,
they'll put them out, and then a week later they roll it back.
Yeah,
it's like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, it's a joke at this point. It's a joke.
Yeah. Plus, whatever they do, it the streamers will just change what they're doing, so they'll just make a new rule. They roll back the old rule, make a new rule that specifically focuses on the new thing they're doing. Like it's all right, man.
Yeah, they just find the loophole. They're always gonna find the loophole.
People want to see weird shit, and there's always gonna be some weird niche thing that people use in a very lewd and exotic way. So it's hard to make rules against all of it because it's like, okay, there's a lot of people in this world with foot fetishes. If people start doing like feet up in front of camera streams, it's like, can you call that nudity?
You just started a new meta. I hope you know that. It's going to be tomorrow. That's going to be what cameos is.
People pouring syrup on their feet. Like, oops. Trying to squeeze a potato with their feet.
Sean, if you're doing all this, our revenue better go up at least 30%.
I gotta clean my socks, man. Look at my socks, they're so dirty.
Twitch doesn't want that to go away. It's just if enough people make an issue about it, they roll out rules, and then when the people who made a fuss subside, then they pull back the rules, and then there's tits and ass everywhere again.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with tits and ass.
You gotta try on these segues, man.
Segue into Pop Tarts from tits and ass. Like it doesn't even
speaking of frosting.
Luscious breakfast treats.
Speaking of frosting, that was good. The Unfrosted movie comes out May 3rd on Netflix. And it's like Jerry Seinfeld's Pop-Tart film. We've talked about this before, like people are just taking IPs and making like a, oh, this is where this came from, which is interesting. I love movies like that. Like Flamin' Hot on Hulu is really good. It's just how they came up with Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
The one with the Air Jordans.
Yeah, Air, that was really good.
I never watched that one.
Oh, it's really good. You should definitely watch Air. Unfrosted seems to be like a more comedic version of that. So it's still where the idea from Pop-Tarts came from, just more funny. So I will watch it.
That one pick of Hugh Grant as Tony the Tiger.
I'm thinking that this is definitely going to be, like, I wonder if it's going to be sort of like some of this is accurate. You know what I mean? Like a big disclaimer at the front of it.
Kind of like the Weird Al Yankovic biopic.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for that.
Yeah, it came out. It came out, I think, last year.
It did?
Yeah, with Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yes. I've really been looking for that.
Yeah. The woman from Abbott Elementary plays Oprah, and it's really, really funny.
I'll go back and watch that
film.
It should be on streaming somewhere.
Man, all right, well, I'll find it. I don't have a segue. Apparently, Putin is supposed to be making a... He wants the Russian government to look into developing a video game console, which is funny to me because I watched Tetris. If you don't know, Tetris came from Russia, which I didn't know until I watched the movie. good for Russia. Also, this comes after like Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony had halted sales in Russia. So kudos to
people. I didn't realize that those those like. What are they called? It's not a boycott, but like they're not importing things into Russia. I didn't know that was still happening.
Oh yeah, they in Russia there's a bunch of bootleg stores. So it's like where there was once McDonald's and Nike and Gucci and all this stuff. Like it's just a bunch of like bootleg name stores, but still receive the exact same merchandise.
Right, but so
what Russia does is they reroute through like neighboring countries that are their allies, and they still get the same goods. It's just they don't get it directly from the manufacturers anymore.
I thought that this was as a result of the Ukraine thing of like it all is. Those companies. Oh, yeah, okay. Okay. So you're saying this is what they do now to get around that.
Yeah. So they still get the goods. It's just they have the goods sent to a neighboring country and then they ship it into Russia from there.
Interesting. But yeah, I mean, all those consoles rely on being able to connect to the internet. And I guess there's probably a way where once they connect to the internet in Russia, they're like, yo, sorry. Sorry, dog.
I don't think companies care that much. I think from a like optics standpoint, they shut down all their imports to Russia. But if Russia's still buying the same goods and just using another front person, they're still making sales. So it's like they still make their sales. And, you know, they don't have to deal with the optics of, oh, my God, you're selling your goods to, you know, invading dictatorship or all that nonsense. But it's still a win for the companies.
Interesting.
All right, T-Star, I don't know what T-Star is talking about with Tarantino.
Oh, also, I have
Sean had a speed out.
I have my feet on a string.
Okay. Also, just for back to Weird Al, just real quick, if you want to watch it, apparently it's free on the Roku channel. So if you have a Roku TV,
it's a Roku like, original. I was about to say, like, I didn't realize that. I didn't know that was a thing. First off,
I didn't either, but I do have a Roku TV, so
I just best believe it right now.
I'm about to add it to my list. Me and my wife have a movie list. I'm adding it now. She's not going to be happy with this one.
She's not going to be happy.
Dude, I would pay to see her face when you turn that on.
Oh, no.
So I would add that to the list. More news. Another trailer. We got a trailer for The Sympathizer, starring... Sanday, I think is how you say his name. Robert Downey Jr. and Sandra Oh. It's premiering on HBO. It looks very good. It comes out next week? April 14th, which is in 2 weeks. Sorry.
Yeah.
And so in 2 weeks that comes out. But it looks very, very good. And I am terrible with names, I'm sorry. In Discord news, since we like are on Discord now, Discord is reportedly rolling out sponsored ads.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they are supposed to be rolling out sponsored ads on Discord.
How's that gonna work?
I don't know, maybe like pop-ups into your channels, maybe, or like maybe in the form of links.
Can you imagine just being on a call like this, like we're on right now, and then the whole screen goes blank, and then you're watching some shit for five
VPN.
Chew five gum. Yeah, NordVPN. Five gum is an outdated reference. NordVPN is more relevant, yeah.
And at first I thought this was like an April Fool's joke, because the news came out on April 1st, but it's not a joke, so... Mm-hmm.
This is your
conversation with your long distance girlfriend. Try Blue Chew, and then 15 seconds of ads.
I don't know, but I get it. Like, Discord is free. Also, wait, doesn't Sony own Discord now?
No, they had a partnership, but I don't think anybody bought them.
Well, I can everyone wants to capitalize.
Discord's going downhill, guys. What's the next thing? We're going over.
You're going back to Skype.
We're going to Ventrilo. Going to Ventrilo, everybody.
Wait, no. Bring back AIM.
Yeah.
AIM chat rooms.
Oh, Miss AIM.
Oh AIM yeah.
AIM location.
What is also apparently great is Godzilla versus King Kong or whatever it's called, because I did not want to watch this movie.
I feel like we should see that.
No, you should see it by yourself. Apparently it made $194 million at the box office, which is the biggest opening weekend.
Since you took Madam Web, I'll take this.
Oh, dang, I forgot. All right, fine. Whenever you want to go, let me know.
This looks bad. Yes. Oh, wow. This is one of those 50% critic review, 90% audience scores.
Yeah,
because the audience isn't going for story the same way critics are. Critics are judging based on like artistic integrity, dialogue, plot.
Isn't it a good movie?
Monsters throw buildings at each other.
I don't want to see that. All right. Why would Rampage do well?
I don't think I don't know if this is a spoiler for that movie, but I did watch a clip of a monkey whipping around another monkey to beat up other monkeys. And I was like,
five stars. Absolute fucking cinema. That's like, all I need.
They had little baby gorillas jumping on King Kong.
And they got Diddy Kong? Man, listen. Who already sold me on the film?
This is hard. Well, it made out $4 million, so nice job. Tell me when you want to see it.
It's the biggest release of the year so far, which is insane.
Is. That part is
ridiculous.
Considering to be Dune fair, is like the big dog, but...
I forgot Dune. Wow. Lisan Agaib.
This beat Lisan Agaib.
Oh, I forgot Dune came out this year.
I heard that King Kong and Godzilla fight a sandworm, and that's the final fight.
That's King Kong is the Lisan Agaib.
He deserves every dollar it earned.
That is crazy. It's crazy to think about. What's also crazy is the Tekken creators. They're very funny.
Dude.
What is his name? So he's very active on Twitter. I don't know why I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But he's he wants to know why, like, America. Katsuhiro Harada. He wants to know why, like, American audiences want Waffle House to be a stage in Tekken. And he keeps asking. So now he's trying to make it a stage in Tekken. I saw him on Twitter asking, like, you know, what it is, and he was like, all right, well, we can do this, but just know there's licensing agreements that have to be done and all this stuff. So we might potentially get a Waffle House stage in Tekken. I hope if they do that, we also get a Waffle House fighter, like choose your fighter, and it's just a Waffle House employee. Because that would be hilarious.
As much as I want this to happen, I don't think it's going to.
No, it probably will happen. Because Harada is a troll. He'll just, it's funny, so he'll just do it.
Like, as a person, I 100%, there's nothing I want more than for this to happen. But from a company standpoint, it's like, do you really want to embrace your establishment as, like, the international house of dropkicks? Like, that's part of your branding now, once you embrace, okay, we're going to put this stage in a fighting game.
I feel like Waffle House marketing people would have to be stupid to pass that up. They're like, listen.
I think so.
I agree.
If you want class, you go to IHOP, okay? If you
if you want to get syphilis, you go to Denny's.
If you want syphilis, you go to Denny's.
If you want pancakes and ass whoopings, you know where to come.
Actually, yeah,
exactly.
Waffles and ass whoopings.
Waffles. Yeah, waffles. But it's like, okay, hypothetical scenario. Let's say they embrace this. They make Waffle House a stage. If a fight break, not even if, when a fight breaks out at the Waffle House, if someone's hurt, could they litigiously say that, oh, okay, Waffle House actively endorses combat in their establishments and then sue? Remember, this is the most litigious country in the world. If something bad happens, could they, someone then say, this company endorses
this sort of does blood sport. Seem like it's kind of instigating a TikTok trend, like, but it could happen without this even going into the game. Like, just the meme of it could kick that off. Like, it doesn't have to go into the game. But the fact that it's being discussed at all is enough.
Yeah, but it's like they're hands off when it comes to the meme. That's just the internet doing what the dumb shit the internet does.
Yeah.
When they approve, hey, Tekken Waffle House, Tekken X Waffle House, and you got Eddie Goro doing breakdance spins off of chairs and tables in that establishment, are they then saying, okay, we cool with this?
Yeah.
I think they should do it.
Me too. Honestly. As a person,
couldn't they just do something similar and, like, instead of it being Waffle House, they just, like, change around the name, but it's, like, obviously Waffle House. You know what I mean? Like, game companies do that all the time.
Yeah, they could do that. They just say it's protected by parody.
They do, like, Waffle Shop or Pancake House or something like that, but it's in the style of Waffle House. People would know.
We need a true Waffle House. There's no reason for them to not allow it, honestly. It's free publicity. People are already fighting in your stores.
Take advantage.
Nothing's going to change. Yeah, just take advantage of it and get paid at the same time. Like, this is...
I agree. I want this to happen, but I'm just like, oh, if I'm looking at it from the corporate standpoint, it's like, these are the things they probably have to consider.
We'll see. Again, I don't have another segue, so I'm just going to jump on in here. So there's a lawsuit. I don't remember what the lawsuit is for, but it showed that Facebook had reportedly sold some of its users' info to Netflix for like $100 million. But to add some clarity to that, like Netflix was only given access to APIs that show Facebook's daily counts of recommendations and the recipient clicks, and then it revealed the Facebook users' messaging app and non-app friends to Netflix. So those types of data is what was sold. Like, not like your actual messages. So not you in the chat talking about, I don't know, whatever you guys are talking about in your Facebook chats.
I mean, at this point, if you expect privacy on Facebook, you're the end.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't expect privacy on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah, but it's still pretty wild for them to blatantly do that. I mean,
blatantly sell your data like every other company does.
Yeah, but no, other companies don't blatantly do it. They subtly do it. I mean, selling it to Netflix is just such a weird thing.
I assume it's because I assume the friends portion, I don't know what the friends portion is for actually, but I assume the recommendation sends and the clicks are just to.
Yeah, they're gonna send some program to read through all the messages and be like, okay, this person is associated with talking about X, Y, and Z, therefore we're gonna recommend these things to them.
Blah, blah, blah. It's not your actual messages. It's just your friends in the messaging app. Excuse me.
What?
And it's just your friend list is what I'm.
It's not actual messages?
No, it's not the actual message. Like, it doesn't show your actual messages.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
Hold on, let's see. That's how I read it.
I thought it was just the friend data. Hold on. Give us a second now.
Meta is denying that it gave Netflix access to users' private messages. The claim recently began circulating on X after Elon Musk amplified multiple posts about the matter being... Bro, this is like the world that we live in right now, is that this multi-billionaire is able to just like repost clickbait and make it like a topic of conversation that everybody thinks is true.
Document caddy and cause like a congressional hearing. That's hilarious.
Document alleges that Netflix and Facebook had a special relationship, and Facebook even cut spending on original programming for its Facebook Watch video service. Oh wow, I forgot about that. I forgot Facebook was trying to launch their own streaming platform.
I remember one of my friends asked me where she could watch Red Table Talk for free, and I was like, "It's on Facebook for free. That's where it exists."
And then she was, she was like, "Nah, I think I'll pass. Never mind."
Then she went and proceeded to try to find another method to watch it.
Never mind.
And all she had to do was just log into her Facebook. Like, this is ridiculous.
It's like, Facebook is such a slippery slope nowadays, where it's like, first you start off a Red Table Talk, and then you end it like a January 6th reenactment.
the deal was like, you could message your friends from Netflix, to the Facebook Messenger. But Netflix doesn't actually have access to your private messages.
Like, you can't do those. Netflix and Spotify had access to APIs that allowed consumers to message friends about what they were listening to on Spotify or watching on Netflix directly from those companies' respective apps.
Yes, but that's not access to what your actual like Facebook messages are. Like, they can't read your
Facebook messages. No third party was reading your private messages or writing messages to your friends without your permission. Yeah, so it's basically just able to write a thing on your behalf that says, like, I'm watching fucking Stranger Things, and I love it. And then it's like a link to Stranger Things. Yeah. Okay.
All of my weird uncles are going to be furious at this information.
I don't care. I never use that service anyway. But it is what it is. Also, another it is what it is we got a poster for Joker 2 comes out. Comes out next week.
Is it? Wow. That comes out next week?
Yeah. It's a musical. I'm not watching it.
Wait, the trailer or the movie?
Oh, sorry. Trailer.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Trailer
comes out next week. I apologize. Trailer comes out next week.
Did that poster look like some fan made shit to you? Yes. That poster looked terrible.
Yeah, it was too close to like April 1st. I gotta like go and vet all these things because every time I see something that looks terrible, yeah. I'm like, this is a joke.
This is the Cameo's fake news edition because nothing we know is if it's real or not. Yeah, something about that poster just looked like it was like fan made. It was like something about terrible. The Joker holding the cigarette, and it was just like the quality of it was just not good. And yeah, it just looks super corny.
And maybe that's the intent, but I don't want to watch any more
musicals.
Like honestly, yeah, I don't want to watch a musical.
Yeah. I saw Wonka this weekend. Like, it's a decent film, but the songs are all corny.
You did not see Dune, but you watched Wonka.
I have a child, Sean. I watch what he watches.
Tell him. Lisan Al Gaib. Tell him there are two movies out with Timothy Chalamet in them right now. One of them is the right movie, and one is the wrong movie.
See, what you need to help me do is somehow convince him that the Wonka from the Timothy Chalamet movie, that's the same character.
It's a multiverse. It's a multiverse. Yep.
For T Stare, to answer your question, the owners of Waffle House are Tom Forkner. Just some guys like privately owned. So I wonder, do they actually care?
At that point, just have a crossover with the WWE, the UFC, bum fights. Bring back bum fights.
Oh, sorry. The founders are those two people. They're dead now.
Wow.
Rip. The owner is owned privately though, so I assume their estates still own Waffle House. They just filed for Chapter 11, man. They better sell the rights. Come on. All right, I'm moving on. Last piece of news. Tim Robbins and Zach Kanin are doing a comedy called The Chair Company on HBO. If you don't know who Tim Robbins is, he does another show on Netflix called, what was it called? I Think You Should Leave. Yeah, so I Think You Should Leave. He did Detroiters. I think he's a writer on Saturday Night Live for a while. Pretty randomly funny. So I'm excited for this. I think it'll be good.
I've seen a bunch of his skits.
Yeah. So look out for that. Was there a date? I don't remember the release date for the pilots. No release date as of yet. But I think that'd be good. And then last bit of news, it's a sad day and I don't know how to say it, like a Gen V.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The fan world last week.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Chance Perdomo, he died in a motorcycle accident. He's only 27 years old. He played, I forgot his character's name, unfortunately. Like, not Polaris, that's an X-Men character. The metal kid, he can control metal. So, very sadly, he died. I think filming for season 2 has been, like, postponed indefinitely because he passed.
Yeah, he was a major character, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Major character, really good storyline. Especially for him, like his character. Y'all should have seen the show by now. His his character was developing a tumor from using his power in the same way that his dad was.
Right, I forgot about that.
So yeah, he like his turmoil, like he was gonna have to either give up being a hero or like just risk dying. And he was watching his dad like die because he was using his powers.
Mm-hmm.
He kept having seizures. So he was very good, had a promising future. Rest in peace to him, you know, condolences to his family.
Yeah, if any of our viewers ride motorcycles, please be careful. Because I don't know what it, like, I've heard so many stories as of late with just like one false move and a lot of young people getting taken out.
Yeah. I got to stop ending on those notes.
It's either you start with them or you end with them.
Yeah, it can't be. This is no way, no good place.
Did we talk about Marvel Rivals?
Yeah, last week.
Oh, we did.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
The the Overwatch Marvels.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't remember that.
We did. But if you don't know, Marvel Rivals is coming out. It's like an Overwatch Marvel game. I got the new. The coldest to ever do it is my computer's name, so I'm definitely going to be playing that freemium game.
Yeah, they need to completely undercut Blizzard and come out with a PvE story mode.
Yeah, it looks tight though. I'm not gonna lie, like
it does.
Especially Magic. I love Magic. She's like one of my favorite X-Men.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that plays out. Those games kind of come and go, but this one's backed by kind of a big name, so potential. Mm-hmm. There's some potential there.
I mean, if they play their cards right, this could be a very, very big game.
Because
it already has instant brand recognition with Marvel, which is probably like the biggest entertainment entity that we know of right now, despite its shortcomings.
Right.
And then you have the Overwatch gameplay, which has been proven that everyone already loves. It's just the business decisions that Blizzard has made has caused everybody to fall off from it.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem is these games that come up, these like team-based shooters, just don't have the legs. They have some interesting pitch or some gimmick to get people in the door, and it'll pull people away from Overwatch, and then they end up going back because these new games just don't innovate fast enough or have like enough staying power. And that's going to be the real thing. It clearly has the draw. It has the gimmick, but it'll just be interesting to see if it has the staying power.
There was one thing I wanted to ask you guys. Okay, so, we see that Marvel Rivals is blatantly copying Overwatch, just taking Overwatch and just, allegedly, in case we get sued. So, it's very similar. I feel like Helldivers, given its massive popularity, I feel like that's the next thing that other game companies are going to start copying, but for their own properties. So my question to you guys is, if you could copy any other property to the Helldivers formula, that same, you know, team-based PvE structure, what would it be?
What do you mean? Like,
if you put like
Star Wars on top of it. Well, so first off, this Marvel Rivals is not the first game to like copy the Overwatch formula. Overwatch is copying Team Fortress 2, which is the original like team-based. And then Rainbow Six, I mean, there's a bunch of things like that where you pick your class and then everything supports it. But I mean, it would be really fucking awesome to see a Star Wars skin laid over Helldivers 2. That would be awesome. But like, I don't know that anybody's going to be able to emulate that formula, because it was like, what makes Helldivers so good is like the gameplay is just really tight. I mean, there's like this nice little wrapper around it where it's basically just Starship Troopers, right? Wrapped around this idea of like PvE content, but the gameplay and the loop, like the gameplay loop, is really what I don't think you can just like copy and paste. They like dialed that in very, very well with the gunplay, with like how good it feels to just drop in and do missions. And I don't think that's going to be something they can like replicate very easily.
What's the name? T-Stare in the chat mentioned what I was thinking about, which was Warhammer 40K. I feel like that would fit the formula very well.
Not Harry Potter. What is Harry Potter going to be? Like Voldemort slinging a machine gun at muggles? Like, what do you envision? What is
it's like that fight when Voldemort and Dumbledore was fighting each other and they were just doing extra type of shit. Changing sand to glass, like now you got a glass machine gun going.
I mean, you could slap the skin over it, like have it be like instead of like guns and military stuff, like you could have magic. You could have sword fighting, you could have
a
concept applying it to it.
There would be it's really cool. Like what they've done at a fundamental level, like what they built is very impressive, even if it took like a month and a half for the shit to actually work with the amount of people that wanted to play it. But yeah, I don't know. I just can't imagine it being anything other than what it is right now, because it's just like so, like the developers knew what they were making and they were like,
yeah,
they got it. They hit the nail on the head.
I want Gauntlet Dark Legacy in the Helldivers format.
And they already got a Warhammer 40K Horde PvE thing. It's called Warhammer Darktide. I don't want to acknowledge. I'm not acknowledging.
I'm serious. Gauntlet Dark Legacy is a fantastic game.
How is that translate to Helldivers? They are completely different games. Kind of similar.
Just that like team-based PvE element. Kind of like Smooth Carlito said. Kind of like Ghost of Tsushima.
No, just give the you got a gesture. Give the gesture the machine gun, and he shoots his bombs.
Oh, right. God.
You got the little mage in the back dropping
gauntlet. Gauntlet was more like Diablo. That was like a Diablo style.
I love that game so much. That game is fantastic. I don't care.
I may have put in more hours on that than anything else on the Nintendo 64. Possibly.
That game's amazing.
I played a lot of that game. All right.
I forgot what our main topic was.
Oh, was that the last news story?
Oh yeah, the last news story was the death.
Oh, why would you end? Why do you keep ending it on that?
Because I can't start.
We need Lucid to come in here and just put our obituaries in the chat, and then we could get the F in chat for the people who have passed on.
Or when we do the Cameos Awards, we could have like an in memoriam
section. Yeah, save it.
But like Sam plays music, his own Sam is, music.
Sam is the only thing deader than these celebrities are Sam's segues.
Sorry, Smooth. I'm not tired. I just have no segues.
Oh, I'm going to hell. Theo, don't watch this episode. I'm so sorry. All right. Well, so we didn't really. How much did we talk about X-Men? We did actually talk about X-Men a decent
amount last time.
It glazed over it. Because it's what they're only. All right, well, one, for those that don't know, X-Men comes out every. It should be Tuesday at like 9 p.m., right? Because I assume Disney does it the day before and it says it comes out Wednesday. So it should be Tuesday at 9 p.m. And I think we're on episode 4 now of X-Men 97.
You want to talk about Invincible? Are you guys caught up?
Yeah, I'm caught up.
I mean, we don't have to do spoilers, but I do want to talk about.
I'm
Invincible.
I love Invincible, and I don't want to read the comic because I just don't want to like spoil the show.
Isn't it one of them like thick boys that like it's like one giant volume of the whole thing?
Omnibus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we haven't even gotten like anywhere close to like. Most of chapter one or like the first book.
I read the comic and I can tell you right now, y'all about to see some wild shit.
Yeah, we know we got our muscle mommy. She just came.
That is muscle. That's going to create the most problematic discourse we've seen on Twitter in a long time.
Yeah. I know we're not gonna say those. We won't say anything. It's really good. It's really interesting.
Is it like a teeny weeny situation? Like, what are we talking about?
No, it's not.
No.
We can't.
The other kind of podcasts are going to have a lot of content for the next few weeks.
Yeah, we don't want to allude to it. We don't spoil anything.
Yeah,
no. I'm really curious.
Don't look it up.
Just be surprised by it.
Yeah, be surprised.
So when's the next episode of that? Thursday?
Yeah,
can't remember.
So Invincible's Thursdays at 9. X-Men 97 is like... should be today at 9. Also Percy Jackson, the full season's already out on Disney Plus.
April 4th is the next one. Damn.
Don't ignore Percy Jackson, man.
I'm just not gonna comment.
He's gonna ignore the Percy Jackson.
Right.
Don't ignore the Percy Jackson. But Invincible is I forgot how many episodes we're in. I forgot how many episodes have come out now. But it's so good. I don't know. So again, we probably have two or three.
Are we talking about Invincible again? So
yeah, Invincible. Yeah. Sorry, we're all over the place today. It's so good. I don't want to spoil anything. I'm enjoying it. I'm so
surprised
glad
at how like they're diving into stuff that is like these side stories. They're like fleshing out. You know what I mean? And I think it's they're making you care about the side characters in a way that I was just like, are these stories gonna go their own way and sort of spiral into stuff we don't care about? But it's like they're nice little, at least from what I can tell, well-told, succinct stories. And I think you guys know the one that I'm talking about that's like happening on the side. That it just kind of gives meaning to this stuff that you see on the side. That just sort of, I guess it helps like helps fill out the world. You know what I mean? It makes you care more about things that are happening at the organization. Is it the CIA? Like, or are they SWORD or SHIELD or like what the hell?
I said it was just the federal government. Like, so
it's just the government. It's just the government.
They just doing what they do.
All right.
But I like all the stuff going on with the Guardians. And this is why like I want to read the comic. Cause like, what's Alan doing? He's super buff now. Like, what's going on here? I want to know more and I want to just go and read more. But I don't want to spoil these things. And I'm sure that like all the side stories are like infinitely important. Even after like, so when the episode ends and they show the credits and then they'll have like, you know, Alan doing stuff. All that stuff is infinitely important. It has to be. And you can tell it is. You can tell it's going somewhere. And I want to know more. Like, this is what I do with anime, right? I'll see something like, man.
Yeah, that's why you can't even wait for One Piece to come out. It's your one I can't jewel, and you're just going on the Korean black market to buy the prints off the line.
Jujutsu Kaisen, Black Clover when it comes out. I hate Black Clover, but I got to just read everything.
The comic of Invincible and the animated adaptation are very much like manga and anime, where it's like it's not like comics where the adaptations diverge heavily from the source material. Like, this is very accurate. So it's like if you read Invincible, you're gonna get spoiled.
Yeah.
So I would advise not if you want to be surprised by what's coming next.
Trying to chill.
Well, it's been good so far. Steven Yeun is crushing it. I'm really happy. He's a very talented guy. So I'm happy that that has continued to work out for him.
I wonder if Amazon are going to move forward with a live action.
Oh man, I don't know. What are they going to do? Like you said, like it's been following the source material up to this point. So what's the live action going to do? Just retell the story?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even watch. I wouldn't watch that. Like, where you want to start? You're going to start with like,
and who do you cast as Invincible? Cause it can't be Steven Yeun. It's like,
give him the young deep.
Oh no, wait, he's too,
they gave Sam Jackson.
He's too old.
Yeah. He's way too old.
I don't know.
I've
think
heard rumors about it though.
If they were to do a live action, you have to do a live action film. That's like takes place, like wherever the season ends. All right. Now your live action film is the next saga.
They could do something like The Boys in Gen V. Like
that. Yeah.
Where it's like,
I would rather just be more animated stuff though. I mean,
yeah. I agree.
I think all those voice actors too are like a lot older than the characters they're playing.
Cause definitely.
Rex Explode is like, I forgot how old he is.
He's, what's that dude? I can't remember the name of the actor, but he's hilarious. He's from, The League. He's in Parks and Rec. Well. Oh my god, damn it! If it's a segue to Percy Jackson, I feel like you're on it.
I'm ready with the Percy Jackson segues.
Rex Explode. The actor's name is
just way too old to like actually play Rex Explode. So I don't want to. I like what James Gunn is doing with the DC. Where like the voice actors are playing the characters. Oh. But I like that. Like voice actors are playing the characters and they're like all the same age range. All right, this is cool.
Yeah, I agree.
But you couldn't do that with live action for Invincible, so you'd have to get a whole new cast. Like, I don't really want that.
They could flesh out the surrounding universe of Invincible, where it's like you have things like, you know, the like Battle Beast is a huge character in comics, where he has a whole backstory you can explore, and you know, it'd be a bit clunky. But it's like I've heard rumors of it, which makes me think that they're actively trying to do this behind the scenes, because as big as Invincible has been for streaming, everyone knows the big bucks comes from film. And
yeah, but look at they made the Adam Eve film.
True.
Right? Although it was only released on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I would like what you're saying, just again, no live action. Just give it all in animated form. Yeah. Like give me a Battle Cat like film. I think they did that with The Boys too. They made like 5 animated episodes of like stuff from The Boys universe. You even got Homelander's like first mission as Homelander.
Yeah.
And just in animated form. Like it was really good. I personally enjoy that. So
yes. Same here.
No live action. And if you do live action, just give me something new. But I'd rather just everything animated, because you can do so much more with animation than you can do with like live action acting. Like then you gotta put a bunch of CG in it anyway. So might as well be animated the whole time.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, like I said, if they do it, it's got to be something else. Because Mark Grayson is the main character, but there are so many other characters' backstories that have... They're also very rich. It's just we don't really get to see much of it aside from those little side stories that have been happening this season.
Yeah, I would like a... Give me a Vexplo, like, backstory. Yeah. Where did he come from? How did he get his powers? Like, robot backstory. Like, all these people. I would love that. That would be good.
You're talking about, like, the Adam Eve backstory they did?
Yeah, because if you want to expand the Invincible Universe.
I'm mad they made her do cooler shit than Green Lanterns have ever done in comics. It's like, she was actually clever. Like, Green Lanterns, like, I'm about to go on a whole tangent, but pretty much, like, she actually applied her powers in a brilliant way and not just big blasts, big constructs.
Yeah.
Giant green hammer.
Yeah, Jordan like, fought Sinestro with a frying pan.
Let's leave Hal Jordan alone, man. Don't get into it. If you haven't seen Invincible, I know a lot of people like to wait and binge the whole thing. I understand. But it just know it's really good. You're in for like a lot of good stuff. So 10 out of 10 so far for me. Or 5 out of 5. I don't know what our
There's only one gripe I do have, and it's not with Invincible. It's just the way Hollywood has moved as of late, given since the success of Into the Spider-Verse. Like, I don't know if it's a spoiler or not. I don't want to like trudge too much into it, but it's just like they've taken a certain concept from that film and applied it across everything else. Like, I just
I know what you're talking about.
I'm a little tired of it because.
But see, this was it in the comics? If it's in the comics, I don't care. Like, it's
in the comics, but it's just like it doesn't suffer from lack of quality. It's just the timing of it.
That's not their fault, though.
Exactly. That's why I'm not like it's a nitpick. It's like you and Scott Summers with his neck breaking. Like, it's not their fault. It's just something, you know. It nags at me a little bit.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, picking up what you're putting down. I'm not. I'm trying to think of what the Invincible and Into the Spider-Verse have in common.
Remember that black guy with the who had the accident? He can't see that. Wow.
Hold on. I can pull it up on my phone.
Yeah, pull it up on your phone.
Yeah, I just don't want
to spoil it. I was going to try to explain it to you. I get it, though. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, man, why are they doing this? But, like, I think logically, I know, like, it has nothing to do with anything else that's being done, like, the, you know, whole superhero sphere. It's a coincidence. Like, it's just a coincidence to me. Like, this just exists. In comic world,
it is. It's just
why it's everywhere.
Death.
You know,
And I'm mad because it's like, it used to be my favorite concept. Because it's like, Secret Wars is my favorite comic book run of all time. And then it was like, when they started doing that with like the MCU, I was like, okay, I'm super excited for this. Like, I can't wait. And then everybody just seemed to fuck it up with the exception of Into the Spider-Verse and now Invincible. And it's like, the distance between Into the Spider-Verse to Invincible has had so much, many different fuck-ups of that concept that I'm just like...
It's just over. It's an overplayed trope.
Exactly.
I don't personally think it's a spoiler, but... I will not say anything. Spoil it, y'all, says Smooth Carlito.
No.
I don't think it's a spoiler. You really think it's a spoiler?
I've spoiled things here before, so I'm a bit
behind it.
There's a dude that gets
don't say what he does. Just, there's a multiversal concept.
Yes.
Right. We won't tell you why there's a multiversal concept. But there is one in Invincible.
There is the ability to look into other universes in the,
yes.
in the thing. But it's like, I don't think that's a spoiler. It's just somebody's power.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just didn't want to. It might be a surprise to somebody. But yeah, that's what I was getting at. Like, I'm just tired of the multiversal concept, given how much people have fucked up in the MCU and various video games I've played. It's like, the multiversal concept is supposed to show us, like, consequences. Like, it's supposed to enhance the current... like the stakes of what we're dealing with now, but very much like what we've seen so far, with the exception of like I said, Invincible, Spider-Verse, things like that, it's just been fan service.
Right.
And fan service at the cost of stakes, because it's like, it just doesn't make the whole thing feel consequential. It's just like, hey, look at this other guy or this other version of a character you already love that doesn't serve any further narrative purpose except to get big screams at the MCU premieres.
Yeah.
But To Invincible's credit, the whole multiverse thing doesn't really have much to do with the story.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's why it's on minor.
It's kind of just there. Like it is, and for everything else, it's like it's the main thing. Like into the Spider-Verse, like they're just traveling. Multiverse, they're all through the multiverse. Whatever Marvel's doing with their multiverse, they're all through it. Deadpool's probably about the multiverse, right? Like,
it's just
at least for Invincible, it's not like that.
No, it's not the main part of the new season.
Yeah,
it's just aspect.
Of it just exists. It has nothing to do with like what is actually happening in the story, which is
good. It also doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it is going to play as big of a role in it.
Yeah. Yes. Like Flash. Not like Flash. Smooth Carlito.
I like Flash.
No, it's not like Flash. Not in the multiverse in the way that the Flash was.
Oh, okay, yeah, but the Flash does deal with the multiverse.
Yeah, Flash also does. That technically, we're going into the weeds.
don't spoil it.
Yeah, Flash is not like a multiverse. Like he travels back in time, and then the timeline is now different. So he's in another. It's multiverse, but in a different way. It's
like not back like to he's the future.
Jumping. Yeah. Right, and then he can never get back to the time that he left.
Unless
because it doesn't matter what he does.
Crisis on Infinite Earths, which would take a whole nother episode to explain. But yeah, you're right.
it's literally just a reset. Like, that's what Flash is.
Yeah. All right. Well, Invincible's good stuff. Just Rambling needs to go watch Dune for sure.
You need to watch Dune. I will watch it with. Wait, can I watch it? I don't know if I can watch this weekend. No, Friday. You want to see it Friday? Ladies have a little book club. So
book
I don't
club.
Even want
to be in the house. Can I send my lady with her so she don't yell at me?
While if she can read the book in 3 days.
Oh shit, bro. She a nerd. She'll be fine.
It's a short book. Yeah, it was a very, very, very good movie. I would like to discuss it at some point. I want to see it again. I was just talking to my dad about it. My dad was like, you got to go see it. And he was like, okay.
Yeah, I'll shoot for this weekend. So we can talk
the movies are so expensive, though.
I know.
Yeah, I want to see it in IMAX, too. It's like, that's one of those kind of films.
I definitely recommend seeing it in IMAX.
Along with Godzilla X-Kong.
Yeah, but do the double feature. Sitting there all day, you'll be sitting there like that dude from Clockwork Orange with your eyes peeled open, like. All right, well, good shit. Sam, what have you been watching? this past week. Anything new? Same.
You already know.
I don't want to hear Jackson, anything about that. Nope.
Percy Jackson and Olympians, man, on Disney Plus. Okay. If you got kids, you can watch it with your kids, man. They gonna love it.
I don't know about all that.
But we got confirmation from Just Rambling over
my
there.
My son did love it. Yeah, me watching exactly. That Percy Jackson episode.
Percy Jackson, we got a new episode of X-Men 97.
I was so disappointed that Kratos didn't show up.
Kratos not showing up. That's the multiverse we need, is the Kratos showing up and Percy Jackson obliterating the gods.
Well, also, I was watching Devil's Plan on Netflix. It's like a little Korean. I was watching the most random thing. I watch a lot of Korean stuff. Shout out to Shinbo. But Devil's Plan is like a Korean game show. But they're like, everyone's really intelligent. It's like an engineer is on there, a YouTuber that works for NASA, or like Korea's NASA. This doctor, she's a lawyer. She went to MIT. This orthopedist, just brilliant people on the show playing these mind games to win like 500 million. I forgot what the currency is in Korea, but it was really good. I really enjoyed it. And the new season's coming out soon. I think that's it for me. Also, right. something comes out this week, and I forgot what it is, but yeah, I'll talk about it some other time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been watching.
Rambling?
Speaking of the East, check out Three Body Problem. It's on Netflix.
Oh, was that good?
One of my favorite shows of all time is Fringe, and it's just about like high concept sci-fi, aliens, and all that stuff, and this scratches that itch perfectly.
Yeah, but I thought it was from the creators of Game of Thrones.
I didn't do that much research, so you might be right.
It's got Benedict Wong.
I saw the cast, and I was like,
I've been loving it.
What is this on? Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
Interesting. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
It deals with like China, the Cultural Revolution.
Number one sci-fi in TV shows today. Wow. This is popping off. All right.
Best suggestion I can give you, don't do any further research beyond what I've said. Just go in blind and check it out.
It is from the creator of Game of Thrones.
So it's D&D? What is David and David?
I don't know who. What's DB West's name? Is it David also?
I thought it was, yeah.
So you're telling me it's going to be great for like 7 episodes and then just completely fall the fuck off.
Yeah.
Samuel Tarly is in it. Of course, it's from the creator of
Game of Thrones. I saw that too. All right, maybe I'll go check that out. I'll see if Nicole wants to watch that. Yeah, it's number one right now on Netflix. Look at that.
Yeah. But if it's based on a book that was finished, then it's probably fine.
There you go. As long as they know the ending. As long as they got the ending written down. Oh, man.
No, it's great. I've loved everything I've seen so far.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to check that out. So, all right.
I might need to. I'm not watching anything. I'm just trying to finish Baldur's Gate right now and, you know, trying to get caught up on that.
So trying to break your reputation of abandoning games before
I will finish this game and then nobody can give me shit anymore. But all right, y'all. Let's do this same time, same place next week. And we'll catch you on the Spotify, get everything uploaded there. But yeah, thank y'all for tuning in. It's been real. Appreciate you.
Peace.
Watch Percy Jackson.
No, never.